Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. I have me tonight, as always, my two co-hosts. One of those is Aaron Beasy Bailey.
That it would be me.
And the other one is Kelly Redbeard Sparks.
I look up at the fucking screen.
So did I.
Zoom meeting again, and this motherfucker's laid all the way back with his head just, all I could see was like the top of his chest.
Surprisingly, we fast forward a whole fucking week and we're still in quarantine, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
I'm still drinking Eagle Rare.
I'm still drinking turkey treats. What?
This bottle made it a whole week. It's a miracle.
Man.
Funny how that works. But yeah, we're still in quarantine, so everybody's not here, so the fucking whiskey reviews are on pause for a little bit until I myself and Terry, the producer that you hear laugh every once in a while on the podcast and bring up fun facts with Terry, have to go get tested, and maybe we come back negative and then we can all gather in the same room and perform a fucking podcast as usual. But until then, you're stuck with the weird fucking audio, and I apologize.
Curtis.
Yes.
All you're missing from that room, from the setup you got right now, is a black leather couch.
Oh, no, no.
You look like you.
Oh, no,
look,
no.
No, I mean, in the frame that you're in right now.
Okay, hold on.
You're going to have to move the whole ass camera. I'm just going to say you look like you're ready for, like, your
casting
porn
couch
audition. Yeah.
You gotta say something so it'll blow up big on my screen.
Hello.
He's nowhere near.
Say words,
Terry. Yell.
Words.
There it is. The casting couch.
There's the casting couch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff.
Good times.
Yeah.
Are we podcasting right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are.
Now y'all can't see me for shit.
We are on record.
I can see your Crocs.
No, my Croc. That's just a foot.
Oh, that's part of a sock.
Yeah.
Oh man, I thought those were slides.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought you had fucking slides like where you were wearing slides with socks.
No,
like a gangster ass flip sock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
These are Bombas socks. I wish they would sponsor the fuck out of us because I like their socks. They're my favorite socks in the world. Yeah. So what are we gonna fucking talk about? Because all y'all can see.
To ask you the same thing.
I don't know. I don't even fucking know, man.
Like, that's a wrap.
I feel like we blew our load already.
I know I do.
There's an I know I did.
We can't adjust his head anymore.
We can always just call in next week and find out what happened in the election.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Let's hope they do that. Who the fuck is our president?
Yeah.
Let's play. Who the fuck is our president?
That's like somebody posted the meme of Bill Murray from Groundhog Day. It's like, and again, yet again, folks, it is election day.
Right.
We're on day four of election day.
I'm going to take a
season
photograph.
Four.
I'm getting to the point where, fuck it, I really don't care who gets president now.
I didn't really ever. Well, yeah, I did, but it's pretty inevitable.
Maybe not.
Here's the thing, as we release what we're talking about right now, there might actually be a result. So, that being the case, being as how most people are smart that listen to this show, well, smart-ish, at least as smart as us, know that obviously we record these fucking things back to back, right? So we don't know the outcome of the presidential rubber baby bubble bumpers. We don't know the outcome of the presidential election as of recording this, but what we should do is make future predictions, because as this comes out, things are going to change between now and then. So, Kelly, go. Your prediction of what's going to happen by whatever the fuck date this posts.
Okay, by whatever or just in general?
No, between now and
the November 15th. This one comes out 9 days from now.
Yeah, so, this one comes out on the November the 15th.
Between now and then, I still bet we don't have a legit president. But I will make a prediction that Donald Trump will be president again after votes are tallied and retallied and they get the fucking court system involved with it again, or this time. I do think he'll still be president.
You think he's going to win?
Yeah, I totally believe that he had enough votes. I really truly believe that it was a landslide and there was so much fuckery going on. They're like, no, we can't let this happen. So I still stand by my previous statement is it should have been a landslide if it would have just been a normal election.
Without being rigged or sabotaged. Yeah.
Without any fuckery.
Yep. Cooking. You know what they're cooking or curing? Cooking and curing the election.
Cooking the books. Something's fucky.
I think between now and the 15th, you're going to see pockets of civil unrest. This is my prediction. I think between now and the 15th, you're going to see pockets of civil unrest where some rioting and shit's going to begin. But I think this time it's going to be a flip of what's been going on. I think you're going to see primarily the extreme right Trumpers fucking burning government buildings and shit like that, going, hey, you motherfuckers need to count right.
No.
I don't think
anybody will do it. Nope.
I think you will, because you've already got videos of Trump supporters standing in front of these fucking election places doing prayers and tapping on walls and all this kind of shit. I think that's only going to perpetuate as we go along.
That's a long ways away from chunking rocks through fucking windows.
Whether or not it's legit Trump supporters, I believe you will see it. There's probably going to be, at least in the news, you're going to see Trump supporters doing things with violence to try to either speed up and or slow down the fucking counts or make the counts right, throw out these, throw out that. I believe you're going to see Trump activists, whether or not they're actually Trump activists or they're fucking plants from another fucking party or whatever to try to make the Trump supporters look bad. I think you're going to see some violent acts over the next fucking 10 days start to fucking occur because there's not a fucking state representative in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada coming out going, yes, this is the actual fucking number, henceforth, proceed.
I read today that they gave Pennsylvania to Biden.
Well, if they did that, it's over.
Well, that's from the media. That's not necessarily what's going to happen.
Yeah, those are predictions and all that kind of shit. There's not an actual, I don't believe in those states there's an actual fucking number. And I don't even think that you're going to have an actual number for months from the majority of states.
Yeah.
I still find it hard to believe that in Pennsylvania, I sent that screenshot earlier, he came back, he was 670,000 votes behind. And then he came back and surpassed that with like a million votes. And then he's now ahead.
Well, I was watching the news. They were doing a press conference. It was one of Trump's sons, not the one that we always see, but the other one, whatever the fuck his name is. But he was standing up there saying they were having a press conference and Rudy Giuliani was there and they were talking about a lawsuit that they filed because there were supposed to be monitors that were monitoring these people opening these envelopes for the mail-in ballots to make sure that apparently there has to be like a stamp, has to be signed, post-dated right. There's all kind of shit that goes into a mail-in ballot to make it valid or not valid. And there were supposed to be monitors making sure that all of that was done and also making sure that it was either a Trump or Biden vote.
Yeah.
And they weren't allowed to stand over and monitor that like they were supposed to. They put up cages 20 and 30 feet away from these people opening these envelopes and told them they could stand behind the cages and monitor, which does absolutely nothing because they can't see the envelopes to make sure they're done right. They can't see the whose name is on that ballot. So, I mean, yeah, there's blatant fuckery going on.
Right. So before we move on, but give us your prediction what's going to happen over the next 10 days, Aaron.
I don't know. I don't think there's going to be shit like you're saying. I think that another thing, I read the news, and which is the news, you can't believe the news, but I read today in the news that it was Trump's upset that the lawsuits and the stuff that he's filing in court over this stuff is not taking as much action as what he thought they would, or as much action as he wants them to. So it may all be for him doing that. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. They just released on the news now that Georgia's going to do a recount because they're so close.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the numbers earlier there. I mean, we're in the, if I'm not mistaken, we're in less than 1,000 votes is going to determine which way the state goes.
Right.
That's fucking crazy.
Yep. So, I don't know. I'm going to say if Trump doesn't, wins or not, I think he's going to buck and not go anywhere. He's going to try to buck and not go anywhere.
I agree with that. I agree with that long term. Like, that's what I was saying. I don't think you're going to have Trump leaving the White House until the lawsuits are settled and he's fucking forced to.
Okay.
Or here we go. Biden wins, fucking loses his mind, can't handle it. Harris takes over. Fucking Clinton's off her. Nancy Pelosi becomes president.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you're right. It is thousands, literally thousands of votes in Georgia. In fact, 4,000, almost 4,000, literally 4,020 votes difference.
Yeah.
420. Biden.
Right.
420.
Bullshit.
We live in a simulation.
I'd like to point out that the third party candidate, mm-hmm. the Libertarian Party, 61,000 votes.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing that what I hope happens beyond this election is that A, the Democrats, and B, the fucking Republicans both take away from this. You can no longer run your extremes. You just can't do it. The country is not red and blue. The majority of this country is purple as fuck. You have got to start running candidates that actually appeal to the majority of this country, not the fucking extremes. And I think those extremes are going to go away. And I think you're going to start having people going, oh, wait a minute, maybe this fucking Libertarian Party is not fucking crazy. Because Libertarians appeal to both sides.
And how nice of a harmonious world would it be then when we could all just see closely eye to eye and stop being so fucking retarded.
Well, I think the fucking political system that exists right now with this fucking two-party bullshit is what polarizes the country, because all of us deal with the public at large on a regular basis, right? Particularly me and Aaron. We're all over the fucking place dealing with a large swath of fucking people, right?
Guess what? They're Democrats and Republicans. But guess what? I could not look at them and tell that they were.
Well, not only that, but when you have a
far right and a far left, you can look at most of them and go, oh, yeah, he's fucking retarded.
Yeah, but you can't. The whole thing is that when people only have two options, they tend to go to their default, right? It's like, well, fuck, I hate Trump because he grabs bitches by the pussy. He hates Mexicans. And
but he's doesn't.
A fucking jackass, right? I'm talking about people that don't like really deep dive. They just look at the fucking surface level shit. And then you have other people that go, well, I'm not voting for a fucking Democrat because my granddad and great grandfather and the grandfather before him have never fucking voted for a Democrat. So fuck that shit. I'm going to vote for a fucking Republican because America. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing Democrats are doing. You got all these fucking young Democrats that are coming up that are voting Democrat because that's all their parents have raised them. Fuck Republicans. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. I mean, that's all they know. Right. They don't make their own decisions.
Well, the whole point of it all lies at the fact that they don't have another legitimate choice that makes sense to them. Because I think most people are similarly minded to me. I'm very fucking liberal when it comes to social issues. But I'm extremely conservative when it comes to fiscal issues. And you don't end up having that. What you have is a fucking Joe Biden who is extremely liberal on both things. He's extremely liberal socially. He's extremely liberal fucking fiscally. And then you have a Donald Trump who tends to be very, well, actually, in reality, he's pretty fucking moderate socially. And he's very fucking conservative physically.
Fiscally.
He's very conservative fiscally, where he wants to have everybody's pockets full of fucking money and have a little bit of fucking freedom where your choices are whether or not you want to have a fucking kid or not, or if you should be gay or not, or if you can get married as gay people, all those kind of things. Maybe drugs should be illegal, maybe they shouldn't be illegal.
Right.
Whereas Biden is the complete fucking opposite of that. Biden stands over there and goes, well, yeah, we should fucking have all the goddamn social benefits to every fucking body that wants one. And also, we should be handing out fucking money left and goddamn right as a government and tax the fuck out of everybody so that we can do the thing. So you have these two polar opposites, and people are forced to choose that. And when they choose a team, now they're on a fucking team, and they get a team mentality. I'm like, fuck you, you're not blue, and fuck you, you're not red. So right. They hate each other across the board. When in reality, we're all standing at the fucking bar. The bar is probably fucking 50-50 just like the country. But we all fucking get along because we're all people just trying to fucking live our goddamn lives.
Well, that's what I was getting at earlier when I said me and you run around and see tons of people a day. And we couldn't tell you if they were liberal or Republican. I mean, we don't know. What I'm saying is most people are just fucking good people if you just stop fucking bickering and just get along. Just fucking love each other, man.
Can we all just get along?
I mean, I'm not talking about we got to just – if you don't fucking like a motherfucker, don't hang out with him.
Agreed.
But what you're saying is, we're standing next to him at the bar, or we're hanging out with him over here, or we're communicating, we're doing business with him over here. And for the most part, everybody's just good people. Your fucking neighbor might be a liberal or a conservative. You don't know because you don't talk about that shit, but you still get along with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think that's where hopefully the takeaway from this election is what Terry was talking about a second ago with the independents / libertarians getting more of the vote share in this election than they did in the last, and the one before that, and the one before that, that maybe the two major parties in the country go, fuck, we could have swept this goddamn thing if we'd have had that 3% of the vote in Pennsylvania that went to fucking Joe Jorgensen.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I just looked at Pennsylvania and Nevada as the count totals stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in Biden and Trump
is the difference between
exactly
yeah.
the off-party votes. Well, I don't want to say exactly the off-party votes, within some hundreds on right. that. In fact, Nevada has 11% of their vote going to none of the candidates listed.
Yeah.
That's literally what it says. None of the candidates listed.
Yeah, people 11% are just like, they're vote. Writing in votes, or they're voting for fucking Kanye or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Did you see that? Did you see? Yeah. Did you see that meme where they took Kanye's face and like imposed it on the Obama meme where Obama's in here going like, he's like looking around with his hands up like, what the fuck? And the caption is when Kanye gets 270 fucking votes and he doesn't understand why he's not the president.
I was the first one to 270.
Yes, exactly.
I don't understand. I'm ignorant to the whole libertarian, like Joe Jorgensen. I don't understand how that works. How does the electoral college work for her? Like, what does she? I mean,
she gets nothing.
So how does she? How would have she won if it was that was the case?
If she got the majority of the votes in the state. So like Texas, right? Texas.
So she has to win the popular vote in each state.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing is. Maybe I just didn't pay attention, or I don't know, but I don't really see – I didn't see any of her campaigning, if she did any. Nobody really knew fucking nothing about her to even say, okay, I want to vote for this girl.
So there's two things about that. The one on the highest level is the fact that you have the RNC and the DNC, right, the Republicans and the Democrats. There is a huge – and because the system has been what it's been for so long – you have a huge backing between those two because most people believe that that's going to be your only two options. So they fund money to them, right? You've got, I think the Trump campaign spent almost a fucking $1 billion. And the same with Biden, not necessarily their campaign, but you've got all these super PACs and PACs that they spend their own independent money. That's not necessarily from the campaign itself, but there's almost $1 billion between the two spent on advertising everything. Well, the fucking independents just can't raise that kind of money. All right. Because right now, as it stands, nobody knows they fucking exist. Yeah. That's the biggest problem. It's like yourself. I guarantee that, I shouldn't say guarantee, but I'm willing to bet that the majority of what you view as like, here's what I want as leadership in my country, probably aligns closer to Joe Jorgensen than either one of the other two assholes that you were fucking forced, essentially, to pick between. And that's the whole thing about the everybody's tired of the lesser of two evils choice.
Yep.
And until people actually start voting for these third party candidates that actually align with their views closely, they're never going to gain. They don't even get the opportunity because of the way the system is set up to even be a part of the fucking debates.
Okay. So as of this particular article that I'm looking at, dated October 1st, both campaigns in total spent almost $10.8 billion on campaigns.
54%, that's a total between both of them.
Right.
Yeah, so you add roughly the two totals
together, 10.8.
Yeah, $5.5 billion apiece.
Yeah, right, the Democrats spent 54% of that total.
Yeah, so they spent four points over. It's a crazy amount of money they get spent on these fucking campaigns. And, of course, a lot of that is you've got, okay, let's just take the Republican National Committee, right? They are the ones that direct and run the campaign for Donald Trump in this particular election. You have, in Gregg County, the county of which we fucking reside and vote inside of, you have an RNC delegate here. So they have, just in our town, they have a head of the RNC for Gregg County, and then probably 15 to 25 people that work there get a fucking salary for 4 years in a row, particularly with Donald Trump, 4 years in a row to run his campaign, because Donald Trump wasn't a fucking moron. As he was swearing into office for his first time, his lawyer was simultaneously filing papers to begin his second campaign. So you got to staff these, every fucking county, every fucking state, all these people have all these people working. So that's a big portion of that money. The other portion is how much you think you're going to be able to pay for a fucking 30-second ad right slap ass in fucking prime time on every major network. There's a bunch of money spent in electing a president. And that's why there's a lot of people like the independents that go, hey, maybe we should have some fucking campaign regulation to where you can only spend X amount of dollars, motherfucker. You get $5 million. The end. Fucking make it work.
Yeah.
And tell the incumbent that he can't use presidential funds to fucking campaign. You can't use the fucking, if you use Air Force One and Marine One and all that kind of shit, whatever it costs to run those two, comes out of your fucking campaign money.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks. So I just saw this. Replacing Trump with Biden is like shitting your pants and then changing your shirt.
Yep. That's the two lesser of two evils shit.
Yep.
Kelly, we lost you. I'm sorry. Because your shirt right now is saying we.
Uh-oh.
Your left arm says W-E.
We. Why is it so quiet again?
No, I can't hear him. Oh,
fuck. Check your button.
Yeah, check your button. Hello?
No.
I think it came unplugged. We can like almost hear you. It's like you're super quiet. I heard you say you're literally there. Anything? But it's like retardedly quiet.
Did the mixer get touched where his volume was dipped down?
No, because you're on the same thing as him.
Okay.
He said, I literally touched nothing. Okay, I'm going to pause. Hang on. All right. We definitely lost Kelly. I don't know what's going on with his shit. But we've lost him. But he's on the phone now, and we're just kind of over the fucking technical difficulties that we've been going through for the last fucking 3 hours trying to get this sumbitch to work. I don't know. I don't think there was a whole lot of laughs in this one, but I feel like it was a real podcast between the three of us of what's going on in our fucking world right now.
Yeah, how did we go from episode like 1 through 10 of just straight fucking shit shit shows to actually having a decent, logical, grown-up conversations.
I mean, it's bound to happen sooner or later, right? I mean, you, especially when you get to a point like this. I mean, this is the first time in, since we've been doing this that there's been like some actual impact shit that's happening to all of us. And it, I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, hopefully people enjoyed it. Maybe we brought some new information to people. Maybe we made people think a little bit differently, or maybe they're like, fuck yeah, I exactly understand. But it's real life. It happens. And we're having technical difficulties. We got COVID-19. We got a fucking presidential election. It's a whole fucking shit show right now.
It's 2020, people.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Terry, go ahead, Kelly.
I literally hadn't said anything in the last 25 minutes.
Yeah, we watched you sitting over there just like listening, and you were like, mm, mm, mm.
I mean, presidents are selected anyway. They're not elected. Our votes don't count. The best thing we can do going forward is not vote at all, at least for presidents.
Maybe that would be interesting.
Like local, state, maybe, but presidents, fuck them all.
That would be interesting to see what would happen if everybody just voted for their governors and their fucking state elected representatives and just said, no, I'm not voting for a president at all.
You gotta kind of think about why all these fucking asshole celebrities are just coming out. And you remember fucking like 20 years ago, P. Diddy was like, vote or die. Really? Like, why? I mean, why are all these celebrities just telling us to fucking vote? I think it's just adding to the fucking system. Like y'all were saying, the two-party system, I think it's just adding to it. I think we should not vote the next time, at least for presidents. Vote for your mayor, vote for your governor, your senators. Presidents, don't vote for them.
I would find that very interesting to see what would happen in the country if neither one of the candidates got zero fucking votes, but every fucking mayor, governor, all that shit got all the votes and everything else, where basically the whole country said, you know what, fuck you and this system. We're going to go back to what this country was set up for, where you essentially have 50 presidents and one other asshole who actually sits up here and takes direction from those 50. And I don't think that's what people realize, is that the country is set up like the fucking NFL. The NFL only exists because the other teams, all the individual teams that are individually owned and make their own fucking decisions, decided that the NFL's okay.
Well, they forgot the name is the United States of America.
Right. And I think a lot of people forget the simple fact that the United States is nothing more than a democratic republic. It's not a democracy. It's not a true democracy. It's a democratic republic, and there's a lot of fucking differences that are between those two. Well, we don't have the time to go into all those, but yeah, I would find that very interesting if the presidential election comes around and everybody's like, nope, we're just not fucking voting for a president. Fuck you. We don't like either one of them.
I'm going to start campaigning now. Don't vote. You got 4 years.
But here's what's going to happen is, as you know, being on the internet, right, there's going to be trolls. There's going to be one fucking asshole that goes down and votes for a guy, and a president gets elected by one vote and one vote only, and it's probably himself.
I think if we could like make a dent, so I guess they've had more people vote this time around than any other election in recent history.
Yeah, some states more than there are people in their state.
Yeah, right. Let's cut that number in half next time.
Yeah, and it would be. I would love it if the people could fucking organize for that. If we could start something, a fucking campaign of some sort to go. It's the opposite of rock the vote. It's like fucking
stop the vote.
Emo the vote. Just
stop the vote.
Just stay home and be depressed, motherfucker. Put on your goddamn black eyeliner and your fucking hoodie and stay the fuck at the house and don't do shit. Just don't shit.
Because how else are you going to get past your fucking, your two candidates, the lesser of two evils? You don't vote for either one of them.
Right. At this point, I believe that's the proper solution, because a third party is just not going to get what they need. But if everybody was just sit on their hands and go, no, and the voter turnout is 500 assholes that didn't get the message because they live off the grid fucking 11 and a half months out of the year, and they turn on their TV for 3 days right before the election and go, who's running? Okay, I'm voting for blue. or okay, yep. I'm voting for red, and there's 500 votes total, then hopefully there'll be some change. That'd be fucking awesome.
I think that's really the only way to make them realize that shit's fucked up.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Kelly. Look at Kelly. Kelly's living in fucking 3020, and everybody else is living in 2020.
Been there for a minute. I'm just waiting to catch up.
Kelly's like, I've been here. The moon doesn't exist. There is no fucking universe. The earth is fucking flat. And we never went to the fucking moon that doesn't exist. Also, don't vote.
Don't vote. I'm going to make a shirt. I'm going to make a shirt and wear it for the next 4 years. Don't vote.
Hey, we can make that and put it in our fucking store. Aaron, you want to tell everybody about our store and all the other things?
We got a store, yeah. Go to beardedidiots.com. There's links for fucking everything over there. One, there's a link for Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna be one of our patrons? There's a link for that over there. If not, you can just go to patreon.com/beardedidiots. But anyways, that really would help us out with the cost of running this bitch.
Particularly if you want to have your name said like the ones that he's fixing to talk about, there's a tier for that.
Yeah. Come in at the $10 level and we will say your name. And if you have a podcast or a business or anything you want promoted, we'll throw that in there for free. We're just saying a name for the $10. We'll throw anything else in there for free. Might even say some fuck shit that don't even make sense. Anyways, but some of those people are Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Burt Dodge.
He has fucking nothing to promote. He's just a fucking good dude that likes what we do, and we appreciate him for that.
Yeah, we do. We got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews. He has a YouTube channel and a podcast where he reviews shit that you... Well, he probably picked some of it up too, but you can send him shit and he'll review it.
Yeah. Also, if you follow him on all his social medias, you will randomly get videos on his feed of him hanging out with some Russian dudes just doing wild shit.
Yeah. And then we have Brian Stessel from the Herfcast. He has a podcast where he talks about cigars. He's very knowledgeable. Go over there and check him out. Give him some love. He has an Instagram. His Instagram? Yeah, he had Instagram.
Of course. He does not have a Twitter because he says, fuck Twitter.
They don't do Twitter. Okay. But anyways, yeah, go download his podcast and listen. You can contact him and he will be able to talk about cigars. And
His whole thing is cigars and conversation. Of course, he's willing to talk about cigars all day long. But any topic.
Yeah, he'll talk about whatever.
Whatever.
We've had him on the show multiple times.
Love the fuck out of Brian. Good dude.
I think I've already said it. BeardedIdiots.com is our website. We have a Discord link on there. You can join our Discord servers and talk to us real time, all the time. Somebody will be on there to talk to you.
Myself, Aaron Bailey, Terry, Mark Zara, Jenny Latham, we're all part of the Discord, naturally. And Discord was originally set up for gamers, right? Uh-huh. We all fucking play Warzone. If you play Warzone... fucking jump on our Discord and talk to us about it, and we'll probably make our own fucking channel about Warzone on there so that people can just talk about that specifically.
Yeah, David and I had said, do whatever you have to do to not talk about Warzone ever again.
All right, David Knight. I almost created the whole fucking, the sports channel on our Discord strictly for David Knight because he likes the Cowboys. Most of us like the Cowboys that are in there, and... so I created a whole separate thing that way we could talk about all that and everybody like Kelly Sparks that doesn't give a fuck about it can just mute that fucking conversation in particular. But we can create a gaming section, which is what Discord was started about.
Yeah, man. And I think I only got one tick mark left. It would be our newest sponsor, TheBeardStruggle.com. Go over there and check out their products. They got all kind of beard oils and shit for you to use. Enter code BeardedIdiots for 15% off all of your orders. Not just one order, all of them.
All of them.
Good shit, man.
Not just the first. All of them.
Is that all of them, Terry?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Sorry it was short, guys. The fucking technical difficulties have got us. We will try to do like a 1 minute, maybe it's just me and Terry talking for a few minutes or whatever on the fucking after show just so y'all can get something for what you got. But the technical difficulties have just been too much for us this particular week.
Technical difficulties are too goddamn high.
They're too goddamn high. Yeah.
What did Biden say in that one? I pledge to...
Oh, that reminds me. I saw a funny just a little bit ago, or maybe y'all know about it already, but it was so how long is it going to take Rosetta Stone to come out with something to translate all of Biden's
It's the one silver lining of if he becomes president that we're going to have 4 years of comedic fucking gold.
Yep. We've had 4 years of pretty good comedy.
It was good, but not as good as what it's going to be with that fucking senile old dude standing up there going,
yeah, well, Trump, it was,
if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
His tweets. It was his all capital one word tweets that he would do, like China or something like that. Now it's going to be real time live talking from Biden.
His State of the Union address is going to be fucking amazing.
Oh, God.
It's going to be must watch TV.
It's going to be a tune in, drink a game every time.
Yes. Every time he goes, you got to drink the whole bottle, and then everybody's going to die from alcohol.
You know the thing. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That channel on YouTube, Bad Lip Reading, is going to have a field day with his fucking
Dude, they got one out for the first presidential debate that I couldn't finish it. It was like 18 minutes long, and I was like, oh my God, that's enough. Because it's so close to the real thing, like, y'all aren't even having to try hard. You just play the fucking Biden audio as it was, and it's good enough.
That sounds like that second Borat movie that they just came out with. I watched like the first 12 minutes of it, and I'm like, nope, this is enough.
The fucking end. All right, thanks for listening, you fucks.
Bye.